Well, hello, my darlings. Welcome to the Personal Development Unplugged podcast. And I wonder what little gems little Paul has for you today. So tune in, sit back, and buckle up, as they say. Get ready to learn.
Hi, welcome. And if you're new to this is the FMQ, the 5-minute podcast that tries to break down the complicated into simples. Because in simplicity, there's genius. Lots of small snippets of advice where you can really learn to change the life you want and increase everything about you to live your life to your full potential. It's 5 minutes and it's with me, Paul Clough. I'm a hypnotist, a trainer of NLP, trainer of hypnosis, and lots of other stuff with the mind. So just enjoy. And if you want deeper stuff, go to the longer podcast. And there's a mass of information here. But all you have to do is enjoy. It might be just the difference that makes a difference.
Personal development.
How are we doing today? And I just wanted to talk to you and follow up a little bit about that FMQ on child prodigies. Because I wanted you to think about, and it's a reminder, I think, a reminder of where you are right now. Because sometimes we get a little bit stuck or we don't really see our improvement. And also, if you remember, that we sometimes compare our inside with other people's outside, i.e. people doing really well compared to where we are at the moment. So here's a couple of things I'd like you to think about. It's what I've been thinking about and seeing where I am. And what it is remember first, child prodigies. When you see them on YouTube and things like that, how brilliant they are. But then go, if you could rewind that to the very first moment that they started to do the things they're really good at now, is how good were they? Well, they're as good as you. Because they knew nothing. They could do nothing. It's just that they have the skills or the as I said, they have no limiting beliefs or worries or fears. They can then accelerate their learning. Oh, that's something to think about. When we don't have fears and we have creativity and curiosity and intention, maybe we can speed up our learning. But also, think about the experts that you admire. The people when you see them, you go, oh, they're so brilliant. How do they get to be so good? Well, two things about that. Rewind that to the very beginning before they knew about what they were really, really good at. The day they started. How good were they? That's right. They knew nothing. It's that 4 stages of learning. You know, they were unconsciously incompetent. They didn't know anything about it. And then they started and they were consciously incompetent, meaning they suddenly became conscious that they didn't know much about this. And then they had to start learning and they become consciously competent, which means they get to understand it and do it. But it's not something like walking you do unconsciously. It's like that learning process. The learning, the steps along the way, then the more they practice, the more they get better at it. And the more they get better at it, then they become consciously competent, which means they don't have to think. They don't have to think about what to do. They just do it. And then we get to that stage of mastery, remember, when you begin to know what to do and do what you know. And that's what an expert does. So if you do what you know now and you know what to do, then you're a master anyway. It just means that we can increase our sense of mastery by learning even more. But here's the thing. Wouldn't it be interesting if you got your Jenny journal out and just begin to ponder in a few moments, you know, when we put ourselves aside and sometimes we go, well, what the hell are we going to think about? We could think about this. Firstly, think about the thing that you really want to be even better at. The thing you've been practicing. And just go back in your mind to the very first day. The very first time you began it. And notice what your skill level was. Okay, we know it's going to be zero-ish. And then, think of where you want to be. And be realistic. But don't be an adult realist where you just you don't want to admit how far you really want to go. You know, if you had that childlike curiosity and imagination, how far would you really like to go? And we'll call that 100, just for the moment. And then, where are you now? Start to just think, how far have I progressed from zero, way back then? You know, what would somebody back then look at me now and say how far I'd got? So it's not my own subjective experience and opinion. It's if I could put myself in somebody else's place who didn't know anything about this, how far would they think I've gone along this wonderful adventure? And when you understand where you are roughly, and it is only a rough gauging as it were, then look at how far you've got to go. Now here's the thing to realise. Even though the 100 is where you want to go, always realise it's never going to be there. It's always going to be moving further and further away, because the wonderful thing is when you get to the way you want to go, there's always somewhere else to go, because it's you've learned something else and there's still something else to learn. How boring it would be if you could learn everything and then nothing. So, but when we know where we are along this imaginary journey, this imaginary adventure, you can start to think of, well, what is the step between here, where I am now, and this imaginary 100%? So instead of trying to go right to the very end, we start to find some more intermediate steps. So if we were to set our little plan out, to schedule, to start putting down markers, the things we want to do, really, what's the word I'm looking for? Just dedicate our lives and really just take responsibility for it. Then when we get to that point, we can look back and see how far we've come again and how far we've got to go. And then it's just a continuum of improvement. You know, it's that can I, constant, never-ending improvement. But we're doing it in a conscious way. And then we become unconsciously conscious of what we're doing. Unconscious competence, mastery, with even more to learn. I've gone way over my 5 minutes. It's a 6 minute ramble, but I think it's a ramble that's well worth considering, so you know where you are, where you're going, where you're headed to. Da da da. No. Oh my God, where am I going? But just think, it's good to compare where you're going to where you are, and forget about the other people other than where they were at your stage. When they were learning, when they got to the stage that you are now, what did they know? Exactly what you know now. So it means you can learn what they learn, and you can learn it quicker because you can learn from them. And then you can speed up. Wow, brilliant. Take time to have a think about that, and maybe just in Jenny Journal, have a little plot down. It could make a whole big difference. Enjoy. Enjoy your pausing, enjoy your thoughts, and make every heartbeat full of happiness. Okay now, bye-bye. And just before you go, I just wanted to say thank you for listening, but also, wouldn't it be nice if you had a friend that if they knew that you weren't feeling quite yourself, they recommended something like this if they felt it was something good for you. So if you have a friend that you feel could benefit from any of my podcasts here, please do share. Share with everyone you can think of. That would be really nice, really nice. And if you like, you can go to iTunes and you can subscribe. There's a subscribe bit there, and you'll get these podcasts come onto your device as and when they come along. I'm doing about 2 episodes a week now, so you can have the 5-minute quickie and the longer podcast for a little bit more in-depth work. So please do that. And if you're feeling so kind, that kind, if you could put a lovely review in where it says review, because that's where reviews go. I said I'll make it so simple, and in simplicity, there's genius. Yeah, please do. If you want to find out what I do, the other things I do, you can go to paulclough.co.uk. That's my website. And if you want to ask me a question, please email me, paul@paulclough.co.uk. Love to hear from you. We've got lots of things to do, and I just want to support you in creating your reality. Okay? So enjoy, have more happiness than you can stand, and shine so brightly and create that reality you love. Okay, now. Bye-bye now.
Personal development. Personal development.
Unplugged. 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 Unplugged.